Hey, yo, what's up, Jazz?
Yo, yo, what up, Locust Cooler, man? Hey, T, man, why don't you tell Ty and Charlie McMahon about when we met Baby on tour?
Yeah.
Man, they don't believe me, man. You know how you kicked it and stuff about Mr. Dynamite and all that stuff, all that good stuff you was telling me? Man, these brothers don't believe me, man. I want you to convince them like you was telling me, man. The same, tell them what happened on tour, dude.
Well, this is how it started. It was during my show. I had done 3 songs and that 1 song left to go. So I thought I'd just dedicate all night, since this was the song that the lady seemed to like. So I asked if she'd be helped on stage, as well as be seated. Then the move was completed. I started off with "Give Me Your Hand," then we could spend the night if you give me just one chance to introduce to you Mr. Dynamite. He can soothe, then I guarantee he'll get you in the mood. And then she just cracked a smile and said I'll be there in an hour, but I could only stay a little while. But enough time to reach my peak, so I see you in an hour. Got a hug and a kiss on the cheek. She said she had a point to prove, knowing that she couldn't even wait to light my fuse. So I said peace and headed back to my suite. It wasn't Halloween, but she was in for a trick or a treat. So when I got to my room, I knew I had to hurry because she'd be there real soon. I showered and changed and I was ready to serve. Then took the phone off the hook because I didn't want to be disturbed. I heard a knock at the door, so I said, come in. It was Lena. Right behind her was her best friend Gwen. They said, open your robe so they can get a good look at me, because they made plans to make a double stuffed cookie. So I said, okay, you know, I might let you fiddle me if I'm the only one that puts the feeling in the middle seat. So I lay back on the brass bed and she commenced to giving me some smoke. Head out to the lobby, Gwen, and get some ice, cause y'all gonna meet Mr. Dynamite twice tonight. And don't say that you ain't, cause if she ain't came back yet, don't say that she can't, cause Mr. Dynamite's got the right stuff. I'm not Heavy D, but you can call me Mr. Big Stuff. So I turned off the lights and hit a 1-round TKO in the first fight, cause that's what Mr. Dynamite's trained for. And never ever will I ever lay the same whore, cause I serve girls by the dozen.
Nah, man, are you serious?
Word to my cousin. So that's when Gwen came in with the bucket of ice in her hand and wearing nothing but a grin. And then she made her way to the brass bed and she commenced to giving me some smoke. Head out to the lobby land and get some soda, cause I'm about to rev that motor. And when you come back, just jump in a sack. I'm not a chiropractor, who, but I'll be cracking that back and forth and forth and back. I'll be the movement of the Bozak, I better yet, Mr. Dynamite. And you know I'm kinda like the young son of Don Juan, still giving you sweaty palms. But that's another topic, let me continue telling you about the way that I rocked it. See, you're not in vogue, but you still better hold on. And you better hold on tight, cause it takes 2 hands just to handle Mr. Dynamite. Cause Mr. Dynamite, I'll make you leave your husband, cause he was doing things your husband's wasn't. And never ever will your husband's ever will. I know you found a thrill, but this ain't Blueberry Hill. And I ain't Fast Domino, you know what? Even though it's kinda fat though. So that's when Lynn came back in and jumped in the sack like I told her when I was doing Gwen. That's when she said, can I lay you back on the bed so I can peel that banana?
What?
So I said back, but approach with caution cause it's slippery when it gets wet. So I got bold, that's why I always wear a hat on my head so I won't catch a cold. So I continue getting busy, kept on spinning till Mr. Dynamite got dizzy. And he was spinning all night, cause Lynn and Gwen was in a fruit fight. So I said, don't argue, come on, get with it. There's only one piece of meat, but you know y'all can split it, Mr. Dynamite style. You haven't had a man like me in a long while. So basically what I'm trying to say is, Mr. Dynamite takes care of his business. Yes, cause I'ma make you act right. So all you ladies beware, Mr. Dynamite.